Cambodia passes a scam compound law. With life sentences and an April deadline, Cambodia's National Assembly voted unanimously on March 30th to pass the country's first law directly targeting online scam compounds, imposing penalties that scale from 2 years for low-level operators to life imprisonment for bosses whose operations cause deaths. All 112 lawmakers present approved the bill, which now moves to the Senate before final promulgation by King Norodom Sihamoni. The law arrives as Cambodia races toward a self-imposed April 2026 deadline to eradicate all scam centers operating within its borders. Tiered penalties. From 2 years to life, the sentencing framework separates offenders into three categories. Scam bosses face 15 to 30 years. If their operations result in one or more deaths, the sentence escalates to life imprisonment. Ringleaders of scam centers face 5 to 10 years and fines up to 1 billion riels, $250,000. When operations involve violence, torture, illegal confinement, human trafficking, or forced labor, sentences double to 10-20 years with fines up to 2 billion riels, $500,000. Individual scammers receive 2 to 5 years and fines up to 500 million riels, $125,000. Deputy Prime Minister Koyut Rith framed the urgency. This crime has not only seriously affected public security and order, but also badly damaged Cambodia's reputation. The $4 billion problem, Cambodia became a global epicenter for fraud operations that blend forced labor with crypto-enabled money laundering. The compounds concentrated along the Thai and Vietnamese borders typically confiscate passports and coerce trafficked workers into running romance scams, fake investment platforms, and pig butchering schemes. The numbers are staggering. Hyun Group, a Cambodian conglomerate, allegedly processed over $4 billion in illicit crypto proceeds through its marketplace and payment channels. Globally, enforcement actions linked to Southeast Asian scam networks have resulted in seizures of approximately 127,000 BTC, while a U.S. task force froze or seized roughly $580 million in cryptocurrency connected to these operations. The crypto angle is central. These compounds rely on stablecoins, particularly USDT, for rapid cross-border movement of stolen funds. Victims send crypto to wallets controlled by compound operators, who then layer proceeds through OTC desks and decentralized exchanges before cashing out. The speed of crypto transfers makes traditional banking controls largely irrelevant once funds enter the pipeline. 30,000 deportations and counting Cambodia has not waited for the law to take effect. Since intensified enforcement began in June 2025, the country has deported over 30,000 suspected foreign scammers. An additional 210,000 people voluntarily left the country in the same period, suggesting the crackdown created enough pressure to clear a significant portion of the workforce that staffed these operations. The April deadline adds urgency. Cambodian authorities have signaled that any remaining compounds will face direct intervention once the law is formally enacted. Skeptics see displacement, not destruction. Cybercrime consultant David Sayon Bayek warned the crackdown is more likely to displace the industry than destroy it. Scam operations have already shown a pattern of migrating across borders in Southeast Asia, moving from China to Myanmar, then to Cambodia, Laos, and the Philippines, as each country tightens enforcement. The real test, Bayek argued, is whether Cambodia will pursue the money laundering infrastructure and official complicity that allowed compounds to operate openly for years. Arresting low-level scammers addresses the labor force, dismantling the OTC networks and banking relationships that convert stolen crypto into clean fiat, addresses the business model. For crypto card users in Cambodia and across Southeast Asia, the law raises a practical question. Will tighter enforcement also increase KYC friction for legitimate crypto users? Countries that crack down on illicit crypto flows often expand reporting requirements to exchanges and payment providers operating within their borders. The Philippines, Thailand, and Malaysia have all tightened crypto regulations in the wake of scam compound revelations. What happens next? The Senate review is expected to be procedural. Once King Sihamoni signs the law into force, Cambodia will have its first legal framework specifically designed for the scam compound industry. Whether that framework survives contact with an industry that generates billions annually and has proven adept at relocating will depend on enforcement resources, regional coordination, and the political will to follow the money upstream. The crypto market, for its part, barely registered the news. BTC traded at 66,733% and ETH at 2347.4% as of April 3, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 28 fear.